Dr. Drew Pinsky is host of the radio show Loveline, and Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist and Today contributor. Good morning to both of you folks.
Good morning.
My first reaction to this, I'm thinking, great, I want mothers and daughters to be close. I love a bond. Fathers and sons, too. Then I start to listen to this, and I think, wait a second, we have to live our own lives, and there needs to be more independence than what it sounds like there is in this relationship. How do you feel about this?
As the mother of three daughters, I think mothers should have supreme control over their lives forever and
as
ever.
As a psychiatrist, how do you feel about it?
But as a psychiatrist, you bring up an excellent point, which is it's wonderful to be close. Definitely both parties get something out of a close, nurturing, but adult-to-adult relationship, which means that the daughter has to be able to feel that she can make independent decisions, and while it might be nice to have her mother's thoughts, that she's not reliant on, that she doesn't feel she can't do it without.
And that sense of independence really needs to be an emotional separation, where you're not responsible for the other person's feelings, and that you also have a sense that the mom appreciates you as a separate person with your own autonomous feelings.
And that there are times where you will draw together to deal with these subjects, but there are times you won't, and the one party or another can't get upset at those times when you don't.
Well, I mean, like with any relationship, you have to negotiate those things. People don't want to feel abandoned.
You can't have your mother calling you saying, why didn't you call me about that dress you were going to buy?
Absolutely. Well,
you can. They do do that.
That,
but
that
yes,
may happen,
right.
But hopefully you've negotiated a place where the mother wants the daughter to be independent, to be a whole person who can make these decisions.
In these particularly close relationships where it is the mommy-shrink dynamic, what's driving it from both sides? What's the daughter getting out of it? What's the mom getting out of it?
Well, I think more often than not, we have mom getting a good a bit of the benefit. And moms these days, in my experience, talking to patients, they seem to be very anxious about what their daughters are going to encounter in life. You know, this generation, unlike our generation, we were sort of throwing off the yoke of a previous generation. The current young adult and adolescent population sees adults sort of as an asset. They want them to guide them. But moms realize their daughters may encounter the kinds of things that perhaps they weren't taught
right.
about the workplace, about making life choices, about career and childbearing, about how men treat you. They don't want to see their daughters go through that same thing, which is why you see them focusing on the girls and not the sons.
And the daughter gets what?
It's an easy identification, and the daughter gets to not feel the full responsibility for her decisions. It's like, I'm not going to really make a full mistake because mom is my safety net, but moreover, mom's really taking the responsibility. To some degree, I see a lot of women who will say, well, if I blew this, who do I have to blame? It's
right.
mom.
Oh, wow.
As opposed
that's
to
an enmeshment,
blaming
though.
Myself. And there you
which
have,
is a psychological term meaning a lack of individuality.
Lack
too
of
close, too close.
All right. We're talking about women and their daughters in their 20s, 30s, so a lot of these women are married. What's the impact on a marriage when the first person the woman turns to is mom as opposed to the husband?
Yes, herein can be the huge problem because, honestly, I see mothers and daughters where daughters tell their mothers about their sex life and problems they're having, and that's a total betrayal for the husband, quite honestly.
Guys feel ganged up on, ultimately. They feel like they're being sort of ganged up on is the best way to describe it. Whenever you get that feeling like you heard that a young woman has talked to their mother about something, you go, oh, you like want to wash your hands.
I don't think the young woman should tell the husband if she's talked about that.
She shouldn't talk about it.
They do. She shouldn't talk about it in the first place.
Right. Really, don't tell your husband. I mean, because every time you go over to visit mom, mother-in-law, it's like,
oh, oh my God. But that's the reason, frankly, look, if you're trying to have a good marriage, that's a primary relationship. You can't have there be basically a back door that's constantly being open to mommy.
Hopefully not, anyway.
Give me a line, all right? For mothers out there and daughters out there watching, what's the line where you know you've crossed between great, healthy, close relationship to enmeshment or whatever you call whatever the psychological term was?
It's a hard thing. For me, it's when mom tries to manage symptoms. If the daughter's having symptoms, any more than if mom were an internist and try to manage a pneumonia. You don't manage symptoms. You get help with that kind of thing. And if you feel totally responsible for one another's feelings, that's what I'd say.
I would say, I would certainly agree with that. In addition, I would say both people have to honestly be able to look themselves in the mirror and say, we're each independent people who can make decisions on our own. We choose to share these wonderful feelings, of which there are many benefits to reap. But at the end of the day, if I couldn't talk or ask the other person, I really would be fine.
That's good information. Drew and Gail, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you.